Welcome to the podcast of Annihilation. I'm Greg Tito, host of Dragon Talk, the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast. To celebrate the wide launch this week of the latest Dungeons & Dragons storyline, Tomb of Annihilation, we worked with a cross-section of the community's favorite live-play D&D podcast to record special episodes using material from the adventure. We love highlighting the creativity of these amazing players and Dungeon Masters, and hopefully you'll find one or two new podcasts to adventure along with in the jungles of Chult. To find out more about these groups and the Tomb of Annihilation adventure, head to dnd.wizards.com/POA or check out our live video programming on twitch.tv/dnd. We'll be interviewing many of these creators on Dragon Talk. Welcome to the jungle. Enjoy this adventure in Chult, brought to you by Nerd Poker.
I used to have a podcast where I played Dungeons & Dragons with a bunch of my friends. I missed it, so I decided to make a new one. It's called Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker. It's myself, a couple of my buddies, Blaine Kapach, Dan Telfer, Ken Daly, an occasional guest or two, and we're going to be playing in a new setting, my dining room. Each week you'll hear my wife, my son, my dogs, and we're going to be playing in a place that I love and playing the game that I've loved half my life, Dungeons & Dragons. We've got 5th edition, and we're ready. So are you ready? Here's Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brian Posehn, comedian, actor, writer, nerd. You're listening to Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker. I've been playing D&D with my pals for a long time. Well, you heard the intro. Anyway, we've got my pals here. Dan Telfer's our DM.
Hi, guys.
He's our direct message. That's what that means, right?
Yeah,
exactly, slide into Blaine. Me, everybody.
That's Blaine. He says funny stuff all the time. Hi, Blaine Kapach.
Hi, Brian.
Funny enough for you? Jesus.
I'm not here to dance
for you.
And then Ken Daly.
Yeah, hi, it's me.
And then we have it's usually just three of us playing with our DM, but this week we have a special guest playing Dungeons and also Dragons with us. Brendan Small from TV and music and comedy.
Hi, it's me, Brendan. It's good to be here. Couple things before I start out.
Brendan, yes. Stop.
No one heard that.
Okay, great. It's good to be here.
Our crew is in the middle of an adventure in Amina, a really creepy continent that has been hewn from the rest of the universe by an apocalyptic event. But today they will be heading to the jungles of Chult as a part of the Tomb of Annihilation module. I hope you're excited.
Yeah, I totally am.
So here we are. Welcome to the jungle.
You're going to die. Did somebody say module?
A module.
I don't even know if this is technically a module anymore. In 5th edition,
do they call it that anymore?
It's like part of a compendium of adventurers.
Yeah. We're old, everybody.
Yeah, we are super old. All these
old
young kids.
School.
And when we started, there were no other podcasts about Dungeons & Dragons, and now there are 7 bazillion.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So, hey, there's competition, you guys.
Wait, is that like more than a million?
To put as many syllables in front of Ilian as possible to convey.
Remember when Google
many...
just met the world's largest number?
But there's Googleplex.
That's where I saw the world's largest number.
In San Jose?
It's great. Google Place in San Jose.
You also checked out the Winchester Mystery House while you were there. It's two things to do in San Jose, the Googleplex and the Winchester Mystery House.
I remember many rooms. When Google, the website, came out, how mad I was that they spelled it different from the number.
Instead of Google?
Yeah, it's like...
Wait, what's the difference in spelling?
I think it's
G-O-G-O-L is Google.
Google.
It looks like a Nikolai Gogol almost, the Russian author.
God damn it, that was nerdy.
Back with more Google talk after this.
Hey, stick to your Anton Van Leeuwenhoek chunk.
Yes, ma'am. So, you guys have met before.
Yeah. Oh.
You were recently on an adventure in Gluck, the
orc caricatures?
The orc city, from whence Bodhi had his adventures. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your characters? You guys are meeting up outside the home of an archmage named Syndra Sylvain. You hear she has an urgent message for you guys, an urgent quest for people of a certain skill set. So our audience may not know you if they don't already listen to Nerd Poker. Why don't you tell them who you are?
Well, first of all, I'm just visiting for today. My name is Elzid Falconcrow. Hello, how do you do? I'm very polite, and I ask lots of questions. I am a Rogue 5 class level Nim, a high half-elf. I'm also part Samoan, and, I've got a longbow. I've got a longbow of warning. We're finding out what that's going to mean later on. And, I'm just genuinely curious. Nice to meet you, Elzid Falconcrow.
And who are the rest of you guys who are normally on our adventures?
I'm Bodhi. I'm a level 5 barbarian, half-orc, outlander. I'm a chaotic good, but we've been talking about maybe changing that.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. You waver in your alignment, but you...
I worship Kord. I'm extreme.
How many X's in that adjective?
All of them.
There you go. How about the other two gentlemen we have at our table?
Oh, well, I was going to tell you my history. Yeah, I grew up in, what was the city? Where were we?
Cleveland, Gluck. Ohio.
Gluck.
Gluck. I grew up in Gluck because my dad was a barbarian orc and he died. My mom was human. And so I was raised human. And,
a couple old gluckers. And
people didn't like me. The orcs didn't like me.
Beat the gluckers.
But I had a crew I ran with, and we were called the Ex-Paladins. And people called what we did crimes, but we were just living an extreme life, living on the edge.
Seeking the ultimate.
Yeah. Adrenaline, man. It's a mother.
You know that it is.
Can we cuss on this version? We cuss all the time.
I think we can cuss. Yeah.
We can kind of do
we want. We're allowed to do NC-17. I was keeping it clean for everybody. Maybe lean
so fuck it. All right.
Yeah. And so we can do NC-17, but try to keep it towards R.
Yeah.
Extreme motherfuckers. Twee, tell them about yourself, man, brother.
Hi, I'm Twee. I'm an elf.
Speak up, Twee.
One can hear you.
I am.
Don't scare him. Don't scare him.
I'm Twee, I'm an elf, I'm a bard, and I'm nothing if not happy to see you.
My name is Tom Doretto.
Tom Doretto.
Yeah, I live my life 30 feet at a time. I'm not exactly extreme like my buddy Bodhi, but I do like a little action.
Do you have anybody that you're doing this for, like...
Oh,
like a woman that you love?
You're talking about my Nettie. God damn it, I love that woman. I just want to say, you know, you're all my friends, but you're really my family.
We're all family, right? Yeah.
That's a nice gesture.
Everybody's my family. You're my family too, brother.
Thank you. So how long have we been at this Olive Garden?
Enough to go through 9 never-ending bowls of breadsticks.
These breadsticks do end. It's the thing they don't tell you.
Everything ends, yes, even these breadsticks laying before you.
This bottomless pit, there's a bottom to it. You know what's at the bottom? Breadsticks.
So you knock on a large oaken door outside of Syndra's home, and a butler opens it for you. Says, hello, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the home of Syndra Sylvain. You're wanted upstairs in the study.
All right, let's go, guys.
You head up there and you open this.
I didn't know there was going to be a...
You open a door and...
Do we know anything about...
You know, this is a retired adventurer.
That's who called us here.
Yeah.
We're called separately, or were we called...
Well, you were called together, as your exploits are well known in the area. Right. And what you do know you're walking into is there is some sort of wasting curse. People who have been resurrected from combat are suddenly wasting away into nothing. Mm. The spells that brought them back from the edge are no longer working.
It's like awakenings.
Or is there something wrong at the pet cemetery?
No, it's just a perfectly functional pet cemetery.
Okay. How's it spelled?
Pet seminary.
This is for pets to become priests.
Wait, because priests love semen?
Cat just gave me my last rites. Meow, 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 in the name of the meow, meow, and the meow, meow, meow.
I confess, I'm allergic.
I really want to see Pet Seminary.
Pet Seminary. Somebody get us a meeting. We're going to pitch this one.
You are rebooting Mad TV.
So, hello, Warner Brothers.
It's your me, dad your on the cousin, phone. Marvin Warner Brothers. Hey, I think I just heard a sound that you're looking for.
I just gave a confession to a chicken.
Hey, new listeners, this is how we play D&D.
Yeah.
Barely play D&D.
Yeah. This is more important than
it's fuck around party time.
Because there's nothing in the player's handbook that says a dog can't play basketball.
Or swim, or play racquetball.
So we knock on an oaken door.
The president. Can,
yeah. They also can't eat chocolate.
The attorney general can be a dog.
The door creaks open, and you see a hearth with a roaring fire, and a withered shape underneath a heavy blanket. It's got an embroidered hood and a silver mask, and you hear a very small voice welcome you towards the fire and invite you to take a seat.
I think it's William Hickey.
It's Sindra Sylvain, retired adventurer. But they welcome you to sit over at the fire to explain the dire situation. Yeah, right. You hear the voice say, I can teleport you to the land of Chult, where I believe you can solve the problem. Over there in my dresser, I have a series of maps that will help you explore the jungle. I hope you can end this curse and bring life back. Life is withering away for all of us, faster and faster every day. And all of a sudden, the voice gets choked up.
Terrible, war child.
Starts wheezing, and the voice says, "Was one of you just vaping?"
Fake smoke.
I want to teleport you, but I'm worried there's something could go wrong with the spell if I cough in the middle of it. You're not
It'll
vaping,
clear.
Are you?
It'll clear.
Okay.
It's medical.
Don't break
first
the fourth
of all.
Wall. Get back in.
Guys, I'm so fucked up from that vaping. What was in that? Vapes?
It's just strawberries and cream.
The voice begins.
It's liquid oregano.
An incantation.
I feel like I just inhaled a bowl of Frankenberry.
Before the spell can be finished cast, being cast to teleport the group of you, it gets caught and it starts rasping, and you all suddenly see blinding white, and you appear in the middle of the jungle. Before
ripped
you can
up
get
like
the map,
a deuce?
The mighty jungle?
You realize you didn't have time to walk over to the dresser and get the map. Indeed, Sindra had choked on what could have been vape fumes, and the teleportation spell was not executed correctly.
WTG.
So, you don't know where you are. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing here. You're just in a jungle.
Are we armed and armored?
Yeah, you're armed and armored.
So we got all our shit.
You hear what sounds like an ocean to your right,
It's just a giant shell.
And the jungle does appear to get deeper in all the other directions.
We should probably head towards the ocean.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and see if you get any random encounters. No, but you make it all the way to the clearing. And by the way, I had planned on that teleportation spell not going well, but the fact that there was actual choking gave me
a... It's fun to blame somebody for it.
It was
to blame somebody.
Welcome to Behind the Scenes of Dungeons & Dragons.
Pay attention, 007. This is distracting.
You see somebody sitting on a rock. They've got a leather helmet on. Their clothes are filthy. And they're whittling something on a piece of wood. They look up from what they're doing at you guys and go, "Yeah, hey. Hello?
Hello.
What do you guys want?"
Hello, first of all, may I speak first, gentlemen?
Sure. Yes.
I am Ilzit Falconcrow. All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Oh, hello. I'm Dignan Mulgunnis.
Oh, Dignan. Good name. Good to meet you.
Thanks, I guess.
May I ask, what are you whittling down there underneath that?
Oh, I just like to work this knife on some wood.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, that checks out.
guys, this might be that villain I heard about, the Whittler.
The Whittler?
What?
Am I saying it right?
Is that a comic book reference?
Does he have question marks all over him?
Yeah.
This is Chult, man. The Whittler. This is the jungle. We ain't got no comic books. We ain't a bunch of sissies.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. He's having a hard time
what
committing
did we
to
get
a character.
From the guy?
I don't remember.
You got nothing.
Yeah, he just sent us over here.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. Anything about what we were looking for.
Well,
we're
trying to restore keep people from dying.
Right.
So we need some kind of a magical spell or something. That's what I would say.
Do you know anything about the withering people withering?
Oh yeah, there's some kind of necromancer in the jungle, man. You gotta look out for Aarakocra, and you gotta look out for a bunch of dinosaurs.
Who?
Aarakocra.
Aarakocra. You know Aarakocra. Those bird people.
Oh, okay. But Eric. who's the first person you mentioned?
Some necromancer, man.
He's a necromancer. Do you know the dude's name?
Who are you, by the way? What are you doing here?
What? I'm Dignan Mulgunnis.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm an inventor.
Out? You ever see Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
Dignan. Just wondering.
Wow.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, I think I got something that'll help you guys out if you...
With what?
Well, I've been working on a little thing that lets you talk to the locals. You know, locals, like this part of the island, they're kind of messed up. They're what you call Sorials. You guys ever meet Sorials? They're like Dragonborn, but you got to kind of like smell their feelings. They're real weird.
What the fuck is this gonna
do? No.
No.
Y'all don't like no Sorials?
I've never met a Sorial.
Oh, if I could smell my feelings, I'd never leave the house.
he gestures for you guys to follow him to his house so he can explain his Sorial invention.
I guess. It's a danger room, so sure.
He has...
Break the fourth wall again.
Cast a series of enchantments on a helm that... is supposed to enable people to telepathically hear what a Sorial is trying to say.
So like a translation hat.
A translation hat. And in particular, he says the Sorials have been seeking something like this for some time because they're a very reclusive species of humanoid who don't communicate in common. They don't even have proper vocal cords that most people can hear. They can speak certain tongues, but you know, most elves, most dwarves, most humans can't understand anything they say. So he's been working on enchantments his whole life, trying to help out Sorials because he was raised by Sorials when he was a kid, and it made him real weird. He didn't have any friends but for Sorials, so he tries to look out for him. And he's hoping you can help him find this helmet that he was testing.
What happened to it?
I put it on an Ankylosaurus. We got a lot of dinosaurs out here.
Source.
I don't think that's how you say it.
What?
Nothing.
So I put it on an ankylosaurus and kind of ran off.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like if we find this ankylosaurus, then we can find the helmet.
Well, it's sitting on his head.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to give it back to me.
Well, maybe we offer the ankylosaurus some kind of a
treat.
Point us in his direction, brother.
Okay. Well, there's a small little sea town right over there. They got little docks. They go fishing. They're real nice people, but old Dincho went over there and he's eating all their fish and he's knocking over. Dincho is the name of the ankylosaurus.
Oh, sorry.
I raised him from a pup, but he
can
turned
we
out,
see the town from here?
Huh? Yeah, yeah. It's right over that on the other side of that cliff.
I see town.
Yes.
It's a sea town.
The,
right?
The yeah. Fuck you just say?
Nothing.
He said it was a sea town.
Like, you can see it, but like with the letters. Oh, I see. I think you got a future in puns. I think you got, you could write some popsicle stick humor.
I heard you're going on a diet.
That's that's a compliment.
Well,
where I come from,
it's a seafood diet.
Wow, well, that really hurt my tummy to listen to what you just said.
I eat everything I see. But only
now.
If
what's
it's
this?
Only if I'm looking at seafood at the time.
Anybody got a ShamWow? Because that's a real sweaty joke you just did.
So you're actually a pescatarian.
No, I'm Catholic.
You know, Jesus Christ.
You know, you should try Atkins.
Anybody?
What's his phone number?
Anybody got a shovel? Because I hear Rodney Dangerfield rolling over in his grave. Why don't
I don't get no resurrect.
What?
Look at the face on it.
What?
Must have been something before electricity.
There's a little sea town called Ferenus, and if you head over there, you can maybe stop Dincho from killing a few more people.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
do it.
I should warn you, Dincho's turned into a real asshole since he could speak common.
Hey, don't you worry about us, huh? Right, guys? I think we know what we're doing.
I can't wait. Can't wait to start rolling my giant dice.
Ugh.
Well, you head over to the other side of this cliff, and sure enough, you see what looks like the ruins of a town. There's a bunch of simple buildings that have been knocked over and stomped on. And by the way, Brian's pointing out his custom dice tray. What does it say on there?
I'm going to live forever. It's not something you would normally say about your character.
I like that it's quoted on your dice tray because it's daring your dice not to botch.
Totally.
Every
that's
single
why
time.
I did it.
You're going to fall on your
I'm
sword.
I'm going to be using this dice tray when I'm playing another character in a couple of months.
Oh, God, yeah. And if you haven't listened to the podcast, Brian had a character die an incredibly spectacular death a few years ago.
I've died a bunch.
Yeah, a lot of good deaths.
But a Marthamon, the way he died was so fucking brutal.
Tell us about it.
Botch.
Do you want to?
I don't even remember exactly.
You should tell people what you remember, though, because you were in it was a necromancer's tower.
Yeah,
and you're trying to climb up like a
rope, like it was 1,000 feet or something stupid, right? I fell like
it was like 15 stories.
Yeah,
you were trying to steer your body. You were in a free fall, and you're trying to steer towards a balcony. And I think you finally hit it when you were going like Mach 2, and it just folded you in half.
And I had a shit ton of hit points, but did not.
You had you were a Goliath, right? So you were.
Yen would be. I was. I think I was like 8th level or something. I had put some time into it.
And they did like
physics
problems to see how much damage you took.
Yes,
and
they did.
You like instantly lost 370 hit points.
Something crazy.
But you failed like 30 dex checks to do it.
It was insane, yeah. That my die was shit that night.
And so now you dare your dice to do it to you again.
Right.
In the name of glory.
That's how I live, brother.
Forever.
So
extreme.
That's what happens when you're extremely forever.
The first area you get to, you see what looks like a school with giant reptilian footprints going through the middle of it, and some crying children outside.
Hey, I think this may be
our
dinosaur.
some big swearing ankylosaurus just stomped through our school.
He was swearing.
Yeah.
Which way did he go?
He headed towards the docks. He says he likes fish.
Mm. Should we double time it, like hustle over there?
Ew. Where? How far away are we?
You feel like you can get over there in just like 10, 15 minutes. I mean, like, you did, the thing is that all these buildings are smoking and they're knocked over.
We'll follow his path. We'll worry about that destruction.
Later. You head over and you see an ankylosaurus. It's got some kind of riding harness on the back of it. It looks like maybe it was working part time as some sort of taxi cab for people to get around the
it's
island.
It's a living.
This job's a real pain in the neck.
Our young listeners, that's from a TV show called The Simpsons. The Flintstones. Way before. Yeah.
There's been so many seasons of The Simpsons that it's absorbed all other cartoons at this point.
It was before that, even.
Yeah. It's a little show called Wait Till Your Father Gets Home.
And you hear what sounds like a very deep, heavy muttering as you approach this thing from behind. It's got its head,
of course,
in the side of a shack, and it looks like it's just scarfing down food.
I'm gonna cast sleep on it.
Go for it. It'll try to do a saving throw.
Yes, it will.
And no.
So I am casting sleep.
How high is it? How tall is the ankylosaurus?
About three stories tall.
Oh, shit. All right.
It'd be easier to deal with when it's asleep, perhaps.
Yeah. Is there anything to climb to maybe get on top of this thing or above this thing?
Yeah, there's actually a two-story house with no roof on it. You could just walk up the stairs, get up on a kind of like a...
That's what I'm going to do while Ken... Not Ken.
Tom.
Tom.
Ooh, this thing made its saving throw against your sleep spell, but it wiggles its tail when you cast it.
Oh.
So you've got time to get up the stairs.
Yeah, I'm gonna hustle up there.
And it turns around looking. You guys have one turn. It takes long enough for it to swing its body around. And you knew that Tom was trying to cast something. So what do you want to try to do while this thing swings towards you?
Any kind of rope use or something? Lasso it?
Is there any way I can get into that saddle?
You can try.
I mean, what am I looking at? What do I need to do?
Talk to it. You would have to run across a brick wall, the top of a brick wall that had been severed near the roof.
So how many,
and
how
make
many
a running jump. This would be difficulty 18, and you'd have to roll your athletics to do it.
18.
Yeah.
What's its name again?
What's your athletics bonus?
I have a +4 on that.
Okay.
What's his name?
Dincho.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for a 14, everybody.
All right.
Fuck. No. I got 11.
Looks like an 11 from where I'm standing.
So you managed to grab a hold of the side of this thing. You got close.
It's just athletics. You don't also get the dex.
No, you don't get to add both bonuses together. You got to go with whatever the higher bonus is.
My athletics was higher.
All of a sudden, this thing's starting to swing around, and you see Bodhi take a running jump, and he's grabbing onto a big plate of armor that's sticking off the side of Dincho.
He's just hanging on him?
He's hanging off of it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use my charisma, which is very high, and I'm going to say, Dincho.
No, you're not. What are you going to say, Tom?
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
Hey, Dincho. We're friends with your buddy Dignan, and he wants you to come home.
All right, roll a charisma check, difficulty 15. Ooh, there's a 14. Okay, so he pivots and he goes, "What?
Don't wake up my family." Hey, listeners, we play in my dining room every night, and I have an 8-year-old son
who's
sleeping.
He wants you to come home, buddy.
Dignan?
Yeah.
He wouldn't give me fish.
Voice modulation.
We'll get you some fish.
Okay.
All right, let's gather up some fish, guys.
Hurry!
Dignan starts nodding really hard when he hears about the fish, and he almost starts to buck so much that you would have to do a roll to not hang on, but you are still hanging on to the side of this thing.
Wait, when you say Dignan, you mean the dinosaur.
Dincho. Dignan Mulgunnis is the, Dincho. The guy.
You said Dignan, but Dincho.
Who lives in a shack on the other side of the cliff.
No, okay, now we understand.
These Dincho. Guys, they start with D sound.
Dincho, we're only going to give you the fish if you let this guy ride you, okay?
What?
We're only going to give you the fish.
Roll
you,
another charisma check.
This guy ride
you. Difficulty 15. Ooh, hello. That was a 19, everybody.
No.
Okay, I'll let him climb on me.
All right, thank you, buddy.
So, what do you want to do, Bodhi?
He's letting me climb up. Yeah, I'm going to get back into the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pull myself up.
Okay. Why don't you roll a dex check, difficulty 10.
That's a fool.
Okay, so you...
My buttered toast!
Yeah, you slip off. When you hit the ground, you thud pretty hard, and Dincho gets startled, and he starts to stomp in place. And he goes, "Whoa, boy, who's this? This is a scary person. Oh, no."
That's okay, buddy. He's a friend of Dignan's.
Okay. Yeah, oh, no, though. Oh, he's got a big sword.
He's not going to use it on you, buddy. We're all friends of
Dignan's. Dincho... knocks a building over with his tail while he's bucking around, easy, and you hear screaming.
Easy.
Easy. Roll a charisma check, difficulty 18.
You rolled a 20. He goes, "Okay, okay, okay," and he starts to calm down.
Let's gather up some fish, boys.
You notice behind you, there's a crowd gathering at this point.
Fish?
No, humans, and they're fish school. They're real pissed off.
I'm on a sea fish diet.
They've got what look like a bunch of improvised weapons. There's at least 20 adult males who look really pissed off and are kind of waving
there
and yelling.
To see Dincho?
Yeah, they're there to fuck up Dincho. Some people want to stab Dincho in the face with some tridents and harpoons.
What we need from Dincho is his magical helmet.
Yeah.
Maybe not just get to that now and leave Dincho to
Do
these
we
people.
Do we care if he gets murdered or what is Dignan
Don't ask
feel?
Me how you what is Dignan about your feel feelings. About,
but Dignan doesn't want this guy to die, right?
I don't think so. I don't want to talk about it. I don't think so. I think he, yeah.
Well, you want He's me to friend. Not die or die? You tell me. Right. This fairy man seems really nice.
I'm gonna tell this crowd that we're gonna get things out of control.
Okay, roll.
Just need some fish.
Do you roll either? Do you have persuasion?
Yes, I do.
What's higher, no, that or your charisma bonus?
My charisma. What, this is the wrong one.
You're looking at.
I have a +3 in persuasion.
Well, that's good. That's better.
Well, you can. You've all got a shot if you want to address the crowd and try.
Well, let me talk to them. Yeah. Do you mind? I have way with words, as they say. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Elzid Falcon Crow. And thank you for gathering round our entertaining evening of dinosaur play. Now, we've managed to run into some problems, and we've definitely destroyed a couple buildings, and we will be paying you back at some point. In the meantime, please disperse. Go away now. Do be gone. Farewell. Good day to thee. Good day. Goodbye. Disperse. Disperse once.
Roll your persuasion or your charisma, whatever is a higher bonus. You might want to... As someone who plays D&D, only
I got
once...
Three in both. +3 in both.
Oh, they're equal? Great. They're equal. So this is going to be difficulty 15.
Yay!
Okay. So they don't all change their mind, but like a few of the guys listen to you and are like, okay. And so they start...
I'm charismatic.
They all kind of go from being an angry mob to turning around and sort of fighting amongst themselves about what to do with this big pain in the ass Ankylosaurus. So you've bought yourself a couple of turns before something goes wrong.
All right.
Do we see any fish?
I'm going to roll what he's doing next while you guys talk.
I feel like we're going to need fish in order to get the helmet.
The clock is starting to run out on people's patience.
So is there any fish around?
He starts
searching for fish.
He starts getting nervous and he's bucking again.
Easy. Oh, I'll give you another easy.
He does 11 damage to another building. So he sort of knocks a window out.
We don't see any fish around?
I'm flipping over the gargoyle hourglass. So within the next 5 minutes, you have to start convincing the crowd.
Arthur Treacher's. What is that? It's a fish restaurant.
You could have said Long John Silver's or H. Salt.
Yes.
H. Salt.
Don't we get too local.
I can't believe it. Yes, depending on which coast. I'll look for
you might like hush puppies.
How far away are we from the ocean?
Oh, you're about, I don't know, a 5 minute walk. You'd have to run over there.
Which one of us is a few blocks away.
I can fly. Watch this.
Okay. All of a sudden, Twee strums his guitar, lifts off the ground.
You know, my favorite Van Halen song is Arthur Treacher's. I'm Arthur Treacher's. Arthur Treacher's.
You're heading towards the ocean?
I'm heading towards the ocean.
I wonder what the treacher's going to look like this year.
All right. While you three are grooving to Van Halen.
Put some mayonnaise on that bun.
I got your tartar.
Dignan gets nervous again. He starts knocking over.
Fish! Go ahead and fish.
This time, Dignan's tail hits a guy.
Fish and chips.
Is that Van Halen?
As Tom does the air guitar, Dignan's tail hits a dude
and knocks
him 50 feet. The guy slumps to the ground unconscious. You're not sure if he's dead or alive. Twee, what are you doing?
Dincho, calm yourself.
I'm flying. I'm heading for the ocean.
Okay, you get there. What do you do?
I'm looking for fish.
Okay.
Do I see fish?
Yeah, there's a fishing boat. You know, they've got a big old netting pile of fish. You see a shark on a hook.
Shark on a hook, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Sounds like a setup for a joke.
I'm going to fly over there.
Okay.
Does anybody on the boat see me?
No. They're all packing fish.
Is it the orca?
I'm going to lay a little levitate on the shark.
All right, it lifts up off the hook a little bit.
And me and the shark are going to fly back to this Ankylosaurus.
Okay.
Dincho
the Ankylosaurus.
Okay.
It's a common children's rhyme. I don't know why you guys aren't singing along.
Ankylosaurus. He is a fucking asshole. Is that how it went?
Okay, so you get back, and you guys, you've told Dincho to calm down, but at this point, the crowd is starting to get restless.
Back off, war child. Seriously.
We're gonna lure him away from the crowd, hopefully.
Dincho's getting mad, and he starts, Dincho is going
I'm pointing out the shark coming his way.
Okay.
Would it change my alignment if I just split his fucking belly open and climbed him and then took the thing off his head?
No.
It wouldn't?
No. Well, here's the thing. So the crowd is...
Why are we not murdering this dumb fucking...
Well, the guy who got knocked unconscious, it turns out he has died.
Okay.
Now
people are pissed
off. His name was Tad, and Tad is dead.
Oh. From the band Tad? From Seattle? Seattle's Tad?
Lead singer of Tad is dead.
Jack Pepsi, that band. Oh shit! I'm opening for Nirvana at the Cattle Club.
No, Tad the Crab Fisherman.
They were supposed to open for Nirvana on New Year's Eve at the Oakland Coliseum, and the head Tad said some shit about Courtney Love, and they got fired.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it was. That's why I got fired. It was Choke Bore, Butthole Surfers, and Nirvana.
This sounds too true.
And the host, ask me who the host was. You know that.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
It was fucking unbelievable. He rappelled down from the ceiling.
I wrote for some of those Nirvana shows. I wrote with Bobcat, I went with him to some of those shows and wrote jokes with him. Wow. Yeah, on a couple of gigs.
Really?
We did Seattle. We did San Diego.
That must have been, what, 90?
Me and Doug Benson, 94? We went along
Whoa.
With him.
What, did you see some insane shit?
Yeah, we got to meet Nirvana and fucking hung out backstage. It was the craziest fucking thing. And he got to do the tour because Cobain loved him. Yeah, Bobcat. Yeah. Cobain was a big comedy fan, and he thought it would be funny at like the height of that tour to have this fucking right. jackass comedian come out and open, and like half the crowds didn't even know who Bobcat was.
Can I do my impression of Bobcat opening for Nirvana?
Yeah, yes. Please.
Hey, everybody. Hey, this is having a good... Oh, come on, everybody. Come on. Everybody's... Hey, everybody. Oh, fuck you. Here's Nirvana.
Pretty much.
Yep, that was it.
Throwing a couple of Stone Temple Pilots jokes that me and Doug Benson wrote on the way.
Oh my God. Hey, everybody. Hey, Stone Temple Pilots. Hey, oh, come on. Come on, you guys. Come on. Oh, for fuck you. Here's a butthole surfer.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. He rappelled down from the ceiling wearing a diaper and a sash like Baby New Year. Yeah, and he like swung into the stacks. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's
hilarious. I'm working on a TV lot right now, and I just saw yesterday Dave Grohl and Pat Smear walking down the hallway to do some TV show.
Oh, wow.
And
is there a new Foo record or...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're promoting something or if they just got talked into being on some TV show.
It's the new Foo.
Where were we?
That's incredible new Foo.
We digress a lot. Where were we?
Okay.
Oh, you're making the decision. You're going to split the thing open.
Tad is dead. And this is where you start noticing.
Oh, yeah, I saw Tad open for Nirvana.
Wait, where are they from?
Oh my God.
Are they from Seattle?
They were supposed to open for Nirvana New Year's Eve.
So
he said some shit about Courtney Love.
I feel like we know something about somebody who knows Nirvana.
Why does it say Memento on my...
I can't wait for the DVD release when we can listen to this podcast in the correct order.
On your chest.
Pack Bob.
This is where you start realizing why Dincho was accused of being an asshole by his friend Dignan, because he sees the shark coming. It's floating towards him, and he is very placated by it, but he starts getting very arrogant. And when he notices the crowd is getting restless again, they're starting to cry out for justice for Tad. Dincho responds by going, "Hey, fuck you guys. You know what? I'm gonna eat this fish, and then I'm gonna eat that dead guy. It's gonna be great."
Fireball.
He sees the shark floating towards him, and he starts going, "Hang, hang, hang."
Okay, the shark is going to kind of float, sort of like a Bugs Bunny, the carrot soup smell, but with the gesturing. The steam hand is going to sort of, the shark is going to dance just out of range of his beak.
He starts stomping towards you, and the crowd parts as he starts following the shark. But he's knocking over all sorts of, you know, street lamps and...
Okay, I'm going to try to just get him over to the Yoshinoya.
Okay.
So that he knocks that over.
Okay, you're going to have
to... I'm going to try to swing by the Chili's too at the airport.
You're going to have to concentrate real hard to keep this toy claw machine claw from dropping the toy without bumping into anything.
Those things are...
Because at this point, I know, right? My kid.
If there's one that's sort of loose on the top,
you should just buy the stuffed animal.
Right,
just
exactly.
Look online and get the stuff.
Same with any carnival game.
Always give you the option. Like, tell me that I can, you know, buy this stuffed Pikachu for, it doesn't matter, $70, but make me pay $70. Because if my kid cannot have that Pikachu, it's going to haunt my family for generations.
Just order them
one of those claw machines.
Get them all on eBay.
You know what I do?
I would too.
I go in later after they close. I fucking break in. I fucking bust it open with a hammer or a brick or something to take it.
There's a way to get it out, man.
Yeah.
It's still satisfying.
Oh, and you know what? And before I do that, I hit the cameras with some spray paint.
No,
yeah. So
I remember when I was a kid, I reached up into a soda machine and I got a root beer out. Do you ever do that?
I did that. Like, I got a Grape Crush.
Oh God! When I did that, I thought I could change the world. I felt like I was, the 6-year-old anarchist who could defeat the United States government. I was
amazing feeling.
Okay, I want you to roll an intelligence check for me to a difficulty of 10.
Difficulty 10, huh?
Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to get
a 1.
With your bonus, you got it.
It's a 7. Intelligence, 2, so it's a 9.
Oh, so you didn't quite. Okay, so...
It's a 1. It's a 7.
Yeah, it's a 7.
There are two houses kitty corner from each other, and you're having a hard time running,
yeah.
Or you're flying. You're having a hard time flying towards the intersection fast enough to get the shark between the houses, and it bumps up against one of the houses, and it just sort of flies 10 feet to the left, and that's enough to make Dincho confused, and he spins around, and his tail just... bombards with a home, sends bricks everywhere into the crowd.
It's not the Kittner house.
People start screaming, and there's now people running full sprint with improvised weapons in your direction. Huh. It's still the shark is still hovering. You feel like if you take another pass, you could probably hustle it, but there's now enough chaos where
I'm just going to try to get this thing out of the city. Getting it away from buildings or whatever.
Okay, do another intelligence check, difficulty 12.
All right. 19.
Sweet. So this shark goes flying now through the air, and the Dincho goes running after it.
Can we cut to Fonzie on the ground going, whoa.
He does not fit between the two houses, unfortunately. So now he's kind of stuck. He's kind of stuck between two houses.
Feeling like a fool.
Yeah.
Loving both these houses is breaking all the rules.
Cobblestone brick, it's slowly loosening, but he's trying to jam himself out between it. He just didn't make the dex check he needed to prance. He's too big.
So... should I feed this shark to this thing and then we all kill it?
That's what I think. I'm gonna
shove the shark into its mouth. I'm gonna fly the shark into its mouth.
This is a lot easier than leading it out of town.
I'm gonna wait until it opens its mouth really wide, and then I'm gonna just rocket the shark into its throat. Maybe try to choke it.
Okay, so it says, "I can't wait to eat all these motherfuckers." And then you're gonna do an intelligence check again. This time, it's a lot easier. So difficulty 6.
Oh, my resting botch face.
Wow. So big fans of D&D will note that botches are not an official part of the Dungeons & Dragons rulebook. However, it is a lot of fun when people rolling a 1 can be randomly punished. So would you please roll a 100 for us, Blaine?
Well, doesn't he have any bonuses on that?
With the bonuses, it doesn't help. And rolling a 1 sort of, if you do the sort of...
74.
Casual, Jesus. If you do the casual botch, you get to fuck around. Also, like, my botch table is... I've had fun building a botch table, so now I have multiple botch tables. One of them is for combat, because that's the one you need the most. But one of them is for different checks. So, hey, Blaine, what is this botch table check that you just hit a 74 on brought to everyone by?
Oh, this botch check is brought to you by Axe Body Spray and Sex Repellent. Ladies know the smell of Axe means do not fuck. Keep it in your pants with Axe.
All right, so this
these people
is going...
are not actual advertisers, mm-hmm. just so the new listeners know.
I got 10 grand for that.
So
for the people who don't make Axe.
This per leg, there's going to be a 50% chance that Dincho trips, and then he is going to take D6 damage per tripped leg. So he's got 4 legs. It's better, so I can do a 4-sided dice for this. Oh, and all 4 legs trip.
Oh.
So he's now going to do.
Does he make a Jerry Lewis noise?
4d6 damage.
Riboflavin.
No one makes a Jerry Lewis noise anymore.
So he's stuck between the houses, and this shark comes flying at his head. He snaps too soon with his jaws at it.
Jerry Lewis noise anymore.
He finishes. He finishes the word motherfuckers, and then as you go further, he goes, huh? It hits him in the
forehead,
and he takes 8 damage as he...
He's hitting the head with a shark?
He's hitting the head with a shark, flops on his side, trying to go hank, 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 could grab it with his mouth. He loses his footing, doesn't pay any attention to where his feet are, and
idiot.
Rolls over like a dog with something being dangled in front of his face. So he takes a little damage. It doesn't matter. He's got so many hit points. 8 hit points are really nothing for him, but he's causing further chaos, and everyone else is advancing towards him. You've got about, and this timer's run out because you're on a new thing, but I'm going to flip it again. You've got 5 minutes before the crowd is just all out pouncing on him and attacking him as on
the only reason we don't want them to do it is we also want this crown, which was our
he's got an enchanted helmet on that translates.
Well,
are we
allowed to help?
You can do whatever you want.
I think it's time to
pull our swords out. It's
time to start fucking it up.
Yeah. I mean, we've tried everything. We tried to be good. We tried to be nice. None of it worked. We tried to use a shark, an already dead shark, as bait. Now it's time to kill
them. I'm going
to...
That shark was hanging on a hook, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and... I'm going to go fly over to the shark and pull the hook out of its mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to... kind of fly back up over things and start to kind of wrap a length of rope around this hook, make a little hook on the end of a rope.
Okay.
I guess that'll take that's what I'm doing this round. So I'm out of range of everything above the fray.
Where is he?
Do you have any acrobatics skill? Because you're trying to do this while flying around and... be super dexterous.
No, so. I'm just really good at stuff.
Okay. Well,
I have a high dexterity.
What's your dex bonus?
5.
Cool. If you can roll a, we'll say a 3 or higher on a 20, then it's you did it.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So he's working on that this turn. What do you three guys want to do? Well, you see Twee fly right over Dincho and start improvising some kind of hook.
I'm going to cast Firebolt.
Go for it, please.
So it's 20-20. It's 2d10.
Great. Okay.
That can't be.
No, it's 2d10. So it's don't do about 10s. This isn't 100. It's 2 and 2. Yeah. Okay, so 4 points of damage. Poof. Against an Ankylosaurus.
Yeah, terrific.
I'm going to rage.
I wish you would.
And... and then I'm going to... Can I rage using any of my weapons?
You sure can.
Okay.
So for me, what does it mean when he says rage? Oh,
so yeah. We should roll for initiative if we're in combat too, but we're going to skip it just because of the roll to attack at least. So this guy's armor class is 14.
That's a hit.
Great. Roll for damage. What are you...
My halberd of the Dwarven Prince. Right?
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. You can use a custom weapon.
I can use a custom weapon.
And there is a penalty.
You thought Prince was tiny.
You passed your penalty to attack, too. So.
I acquired this fairly recently.
You got this versus the Cult of the Eel Thane.
12, yes.
We had a bonus episode where he used this to defeat a giant eel god. This thing does massive damage if he can get a really high attack roll. And
19, and then what are my
jeez, Louise? Where are you aiming on this with this thing? He's on his side, so he's not hard to make a called shot on.
4 if I'm raging, right? Mm-hmm. So 19, so 23. And then I get another attack, right?
Yep. Where are you with your bonus action? Sure, because...
I'm trying to go for his belly. I'm trying to go for his soft underbelly.
Go for it.
Which Blue Oyster Cult used to tour. when they'd be on the road, they would do secret shows under the name Soft White Underbelly.
Really?
Totally true.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No one cared because Blue Oyster Cult, but... I care.
I would have cared. I would have seen the shit out of it.
Let's see a second attack.
And Buck Dharma's real name?
Oh.
Rue McClanahan.
Roll that damage.
Yeah, cool.
Rue McClanahan's real name.
Bunny Carlos. Eight.
Great. Okay. 10
plus four, so 12.
You manage to dig the halberd right under its flesh, and you pull through some kind of muscle layer, and something real pink starts poking out of a tear in its belly. Hey, Elzid, what are you going to do?
Well, I've got a longsword that I haven't used yet.
I wish you would do something with it.
I'd like to take it, and I'd like to take whatever that pink thing is, and I'd like to plunge my longsword right into it, the grabbing pink thing. Does that sound like a good plan to everyone?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Why don't you roll a 20?
I like it. Roll a 20. Here goes. Here we go. Come on.
Yeah, he's
money.
Plus five, all so right. He's proficient.
That is a six.
That is not quite a hit.
Yes, yes. Well, I blew it.
Well, you do a moulinet. You swing your sword in a circle. You come down hard on its belly right next to the pink thing. And you scuff its armor, and it kind of wiggles in place after you do it. So
okay.
You feel like you just flicked the film on some old Jell-O.
Yes, okay. What else can I do?
Well, nothing quite yet. It's Twee, you're up.
All right.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Okay. I am positioning myself over this thing's head, and I'm lowering the hook, and I'm going to try to snag the hat off of its head with the hook and kind of do a little
on
yoink.
On stage at the Apollo?
Yeah. I'm going to try to get him off stage before my manager sees him.
Well, he's
and, he forgot to rub the stump, and everybody's not having it.
First, I'm going to roll a 20, and if he gets over a 15, he's going to be wiggling around too much for any. Okay. He's just a big, massive. I'm like, nope, 12. So now roll a dex check, difficulty 10.
Oh, I dropped my hook.
So that was a one.
Yeah, in your own face.
Tell us what this next 100 roll is going to be brought to us by, Blaine.
Oh, this next roll is brought to you by Glade Plugins, the smell of your house burning down while you're at work. Glade Plugins.
Double 007. Nice. All right.
Pay attention, 007. This is a girl.
Great news. You don't drop the hook. You just barely miss the helmet this turn. You are up, Tom.
I'm going to drop. I thought I was going to drop that hook like New Order after
Let's
that.
See what this poison. Where are you going to aim this poison spray?
Its face.
All right.
Got a long way around there for no laugh. It's okay. It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm okay, guys. I'm okay.
Okay.
I can sleep in that.
I'm okay. I saw, I saw New Order back in D.C. Tad was supposed to open for him, but the guy said
he's going to do a constitution check
about Courtney Love
for his saving throw.
Got fired. Actually, did see New Order.
He fails. 1986.
Saving throw. Seeing them in 2 weeks. They're playing the Hollywood Bowl in two weeks.
Oh, wow.
No New Order?
Yeah.
A nine.
And then I'm going to Tom Petty the following week.
I'm
going
to go there. I think I want to get tickets.
And then I'm seeing the Scorpions.
A Scorpion?
Yeah. You have blinded Dincho. At this point, Dincho is very agitated.
I'm going to see the Michael Schenker group. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. Michael Bublé.
That's totally different.
I saw Michael Schenker within the last 8 years.
Open for Michael Bublé?
Yeah, he opened for Bublé.
I thought he said some shit about Courtney Love.
Dincho swings his tail at Twee.
Yep.
It's a bit difficult because Twee is near his head, so this is going to be, what's your armor class, Twee?
It is 11.
Okay.
I mean, if I could swing my tail at my head.
He rolls an 18. So.
He clipped me, right?
He sure did. And he does. How many hit points do you have, Twee?
Not many. 26.
A lot of
it's a real crunchy noise, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He does 13 points of damage.
Okay, that's half of me.
half of me.
Is it going to be the Steve Martin half or the Lily Tomlin half?
Yeah, yeah, put the Duino back in bowl.
And I'm going to say roll a 20, and that's how many feet you get knocked back in the air because you're flying.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So you just spin in place.
That's three consecutive botches on three different.
Well, luckily, points. This was not a traditional roll, so that was not a botch. That was a 1 foot you went spinning. So you're right by his head still. You are up.
On fire. and then no, put just, the river.
Oh,
in
you're
the bag.
Yeah, you're
put the bag on the plane.
I think it's Bodie.
Yeah, Bodie, you're out.
France.
Blow up the plane.
Hey, Bodie, what you gonna do to this guy?
I'm gonna rage.
Okay.
Against the thing and the thing.
After this turn, by the way, after you and Elzid, the crowd will be descending upon Dincho.
Oh, should I just get the crown instead?
He's
of...
blinded now.
Okay.
He's blinded. He's got a little hernia.
Yeah, yeah.
You can try.
Well, he's also kind of defenseless too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just finish the cut before, or is it?
Yeah, you could try to just plunge the halberd right into his opening.
Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, no. And then
I can plunge the halberd right into my
helmet.
Opening.
Yeah,
I never leave that.
I'll try and grab the helmet.
I mean, was this
I've
the
got
only
lots
quest?
Of decks and
We're nearing the end of an hour, so but do we isn't there also like. Was there something we had to do after we got the helmet?
Oh, there's like a necromancer, and yeah, eventually you could try to make it to, you know, Port Nyanzaru.
Should we do another episode?
Do the module?
The road, or, like,
if you guys want to, we could get proper into it.
Yeah, I like hacking at giant turtles with hats.
It's
well,
like
this is
Super Mario,
this is very customized stuff that I did as a possible side quest. So this is here's what I did. I made 4 side quests. You were not going to do much of the main module. I was like, let's just do a fun side quest. I rolled a 4-sided dice to see when the teleportation got fucked up, which of the side quests you would get.
And well, maybe we'll do one out of continuity on our show, or
I would love to take the module a little more seriously and get farther into it. I really wanted to just sort of take it as like a flavor to fuck
so
with.
So much damn riffing we
inside D&D ball.
I do think that represents the podcast pretty
well. If you like this, you'll hate our podcast.
If you hate this,
then you'll love our show. I don't know.
No, if you hate this,
I don't know.
Go sit on a pile of thumbtacks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll on this dude. I'm going to rage on him again.
Here we go.
Oh, he's going to roll.
Here we go.
What did you just roll there?
Just a 9.
Okay. So his armor class is a 14. So you whiff with your first swing.
I didn't think you would.
But you're raging. Yeah. So you can use your bonus action to try again. That was a whiff. I'm going to say he wiggles to the side
and that doesn't hit either.
So he keeps wiggling too much. Elzid, you're up.
I'm going to get my longsword out and beware the wrath of my sword, evil creature.
Give it a try.
What do I do? This one? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Get ready and behold.
Do you still like bonus action?
Well, you
after all that talk,
you used a bonus action
like
to attack.
Pointing
you,
out to the
you could have positioned yourself
right
different,
hole,
but you used as many combat actions as you could.
No, that area over there.
He rolled a 3.
Don't worry.
What did he roll?
He rolled a 3.
A 3.
A 3.
LZ.
Well, I got cocky.
All right. So, 12 guys make it over to him. He swings his tail and knocks all of them away because he is super pissed out. He just rolled a critical. That's like no problem. There might be some more casualties in a minute here, but he bought you guys another turn to do something if you want to give it a shot, Tweet.
Hey, fuck him, eat my village, right, guys?
I'm going to fly down and grab his crown. Just grab it.
All right, let's do a dex check hat. Difficulty 5, please.
Come on, lucky number 1.
13.
Sweet. So you grab this leather helmet and it hums in your hand. Your hand starts shaking when you pick it up. And he, of course, goes from saying,
I'm going to eat all you motherfuckers. I'm going to put you in my tummy. I'm gonna make you dance on my uvula to going,
uvula. It's pretty good for a turtle.
You got the helmet. What you going to do? Because they're coming for you.
You know what? I'm going to put it on and listen to that new Taylor Swift song.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'll like it with the hat on.
I don't think you will.
It's all right.
You're too old.
It's a little derivative. It feels like it's a riff on Beyonce.
I feel it's a TTH. Trying too hard.
Amen, brother.
And I got my hair perm for nothing.
I'm going to assume you guys just try to bolt out of
town. It's all a riff on Taylor Dane. Taylor Dane did it all before all this.
So once you've got the helmet off, nobody else seems to care about the helmet. They just want to fuck up Dinjo. So he starts, you know, tussling with the crowd. As you guys run away, you hear screaming, loud, weird yapping noises coming from Dincho.
Okay, I'm going to point at all the guys on the ground, point the hat, and smile.
Hey! He got it. He got the thing that we were trying to
get. They're not paying attention. They're dealing with more human casualties. You make it back to the shack, and Dignan sees you've got the helmet, but no Dincho. And he says,
oh, hey, y'all got that helmet. That's great. Thanks, you guys. I mean, it's real valuable to me. I was going to try to sell it to somebody over in the port, so really, really appreciate it. I guess I can offer you some kind of reward if you just...
What's the reward, brother?
Well, I got some ropes. I enchanted those.
Ropes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chin ropes. Keep talking.
Yeah. Hope this deal gets sweeter as you keep talking. So far, it just sounds like a bunch of ropes.
Enchanted.
Oh, enchanted. That's right.
Well, they work like one of them ropes that you can command to do stuff. But
oh, like a trained snake?
Yeah, yeah. They're like trained snake ropes. They also got another little custom enchantment I put on them where they do special kind of damage if they start hurting somebody. They can't reverse the damage.
Oh, that's good.
Messes them up real good.
Can they do that silly string effect?
It's called what do you call it? That kind of damage, like aggravated, like real bad, like hurts their blood and stuff. So you can like choke a guy out and he'll start making faces like that kid from that Game of Thrones show.
You're talking about Jodor?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, that naked DJ. So, he gives you some ropes that, yeah, you can do simple commands with it, and it causes necrotic damage also.
All right. That's pretty good.
If it
necrotic damage ropes.
Yeah.
Everyone's writing it down, right?
Yeah.
Does that go on the right side? Necrotic damage ropes.
How do you get to use this stuff?
Yeah, future danger room. You can bust this guy out. You can bind people with it. You can use it to like a mage hand, perhaps.
We find this valuable.
Thanks, guys. thanks for setting Dincho free. I mean, I hope he likes his new life in the jungle. I'm sorry he can't keep working as a taxi service.
This is very happy.
Yeah, he's.
He's got the people like him. People like him.
I'll tell you, he's got a lot of energy.
He's going to sleep tonight.
With the fishes.
Ooh. Now I'm getting hungry.
Pop, 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 pop.
Good night.
I got it bad. I got it bad. Arthur Tree cheers. thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Nerd Poker. You can follow us at patreon.com/nerdpoker, and you get bonus episodes from there. And you can also send us anything at P.O. Box 16069, Encino, California, 91416. Thanks for listening.